It's the Walkley Foundation's 30 Days of Press Freedom. Obviously, this is a pretty serious issue in many parts of the world. In Australia, we kind of consider press freedom is not something that we have to worry too much about. But just in the past week, it has kind of come into the spotlight just a little bit. Everyone knows about the situation involving SBS sports journalist Scott McIntyre. He was fired after publishing on Twitter what some people would consider some offensive tweets talking about the history of Anzac Day on Anzac Day as well. There was some question over whether perhaps Malcolm Turnbull intervened to get him fired. Turnbull has said that it had nothing to do with him. At the same time, a Indigenous journalist, Miles Morgan, was intimidated by the AFP while covering an Indigenous Anzac march. So obviously, something about Anzac Day, it really seems to hit a nerve. I'm joined now by Van Badham, activist, social commentator, writer, columnist for The Guardian, all sorts of stuff. Van, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So look, I want to start out with this story about Scott McIntyre. I think it kind of points to an ongoing discussion in journalism about, you know, can a reporter reconcile their personal opinions with their professional responsibility? Where do you stand in this discussion?
Well, obviously, reporters within the terms of their employment, reporters as opposed to commentators, which is what I am, have within a journalistic code of ethics a responsibility to report objectively on the news and on the information that they're given. This is a really important pillar of the Fourth Estate, and necessary to a well-functioning democracy is to have reporters who engage with the facts. Where we're getting into really murky territory is whether a journalist is allowed to also have private opinions in their private time, in their private spaces, and in their private life. And what this is, where this is getting blurry, is around the distinction between official reportage and a journalist's appearance on social media. Social media has obviously massively disrupted the game around journalism, media and reporting in many ways for good, but there are negative consequences to that space as well. And what we have in the situation with Scott McIntyre is a person who was employed in a capacity at SBS as a soccer broadcaster, his job being to report and discuss football, making comments under his own name, not under the SBS name, but under his own name on his social media account. Because he's associated with SBS, the brand, he has been punished by SBS with a sacking for comments that he made not related to soccer, but in relation to his own personal feelings around Anzac Day. And this is a really concerning development for those of us who are on social media about, well, where does our job end and where do our personalities begin? Because the discussion has certainly been, why is this man not entitled to his personal views when he's representing himself as opposed to doing his job at SBS?
Certainly, but I think there's also another interesting conversation to be had there with regards to kind of where do you draw the line. A lot of people found that, you know, the timing of the tweets, the contents of the tweets was offensive. I'd be inclined to say, you know, whatever you thought, they were a kind of maybe a meaningful contribution to the discussion. But what if he'd said something that was, you know, particularly racially or insensitive or insensitive to women or gays? Where do you sit with that?
Well, obviously, where I sit with that is it's a perfect defence for having a Racial Discrimination Act. And certainly, since the Coalition got elected, we've heard a lot of discussion about the Racial Discrimination Act, as the Coalition have argued in support of Andrew Bolt, who's obviously a very prominent Conservative, who was successfully prosecuted under the Racial Discrimination Act for making offensive and hurtful comments towards a specific group of people based on their race. The issue with the Racial Discrimination Act is that it codifies in law what's acceptable and what's unacceptable. And certainly the way the Racial Discrimination Act has been used is to protect individuals from harassment and abuse based on their race and their racial identity. That's why we have these laws. And certainly I support laws that protect the rights of individuals against harassment based on their sexuality or their sexual identification and also on their gender. When it comes to an issue like Anzac Day and the comments that were made by Scott McIntyre, that is a political event, it's a social event, and it's an event, and his comments certainly were not targeted towards specific individuals to harass, defame or belittle. We have laws in Australia to protect individuals from those kind of attacks. For example, I myself have had cause to use legal recourse around harassment on social media. It's an offence in this country to use social media to intimidate, using a carriage service to harass or intimidate or otherwise impair an individual's ability to go about their lives. But to make general comments about your particular feelings towards an event, a political circumstance, a social participatory experience, well, that's fair enough. And yes, certainly people found his views on the subject of Anzac Day offensive. I find many things offensive that I read about in public life. Certainly there are things that I politically support and believe in that I don't like to see criticised, and I certainly have expressed sensitivity around that. But whether that's, you know, the opinions of individuals around general or generic events are cause for firing is a matter of serious concern, especially when you consider the amount of pressure that media organisations put on individuals to maintain social media profiles so they can be accessible and representative and engage at all times. Where do you get to have your own life and where do you get to express your own opinions? And certainly the firing of Scott McIntyre sets up a situation where everybody essentially is under personal surveillance and scrutiny, and your ability to express opinions as a private citizen is severely compromised. And I think that's a really dangerous precedent.
For sure, it does seem like it would have a little bit of a chilling effect on people who were considering putting somewhat politically controversial thoughts out into the mainstream. I want to move on and talk about another incident which has got a lot less coverage. Miles Morgan, he's an Indigenous journalist who was covering a Anzac Day march, particularly for the Indigenous community. And he was harassed and intimidated by federal police. Can you tell us about that situation? Because I don't know too much about it.
Well, the situation is that as part of, and it is that one day of the year that brings out rather a lot of passions from all sections of the community. The Aboriginal community in Australia wants recognition on the day where we acknowledge the veterans of wars and survivors of wars and the legacy of war in Australia. The Aboriginal community deserve, I believe, due recognition for the frontier wars, which were the undeclared wars participated by the invading colonial power of the British Empire against the Aboriginal nations of this land. And these were wars that were a significant feature of Australian history that left many, many people dead. And certainly within the Aboriginal community, there's a need for recognition that those wars were fought, were a historic reality, and that they are part of this nation's national document as much as our engagement in World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, and the Iraq wars. So certainly on the issue of Anzac Day, there's been a concerted movement amongst the Aboriginal community to have those wars and that veteranship acknowledged. And there was a demonstration in Canberra that was actually led by an Aboriginal veteran of Australian wars, a naval veteran, who was one of the activists who were seeking acknowledgement of the frontier wars and recognition of the veteranship of the Aboriginal nations of this country and seeking to lay a wreath on the Anzac Memorial. Now, the police were very heavy-handed dealing with that group. That group, of course, have political legitimacy to engage in public events, as anyone within Australia does. But what happened was Miles Morgan, who's a journalist for NITV, which is Indigenous Broadcasting, he's also a journalist for SBS. He was filming the demonstration and a scuffle broke out. The police turned around and targeted him specifically for his footage of what had been shot. And when he refused to hand over his footage, making the point that he had been singled out, unlike other journalists from other news organisations that were present, this extraordinary encounter took place where he was stood over, intimidated with quite derogatory language by a number of members of the AFP. All of that footage is online. They make references to him personally. personally. Many really harsh and quite weird comments are directed towards the journalist, and it is intimidating stuff. Now, when we think about press freedom, we often think about limitations on press freedom in countries that are not democracies or in countries that have significant obstructions around democracy. Obviously, with the 30 Days of Press Freedom campaign, a lot has been made of the Australian journalist Peter Grest, who spent 400 days in a prison in Egypt for his role in covering the Arab Spring in Egypt and the footage that he had shot representing news organisation Al Jazeera. And that is usually the narrative of press freedom that we engage in Australia. But we also have some significant areas within our own community and within our own media discourse that we have to address if we're to be a truly free press in this country. And the intimidation and standover tactics used by police against an Aboriginal journalist are a cause for some alarm.
Van, we're really short of time at the moment, but you're a pretty controversial, quite outspoken social commentator at times. In the last minute or so, give us some advice, any aspiring journalists out there. People are hoping to stir the pot a little bit. What advice would you give them?
I'd certainly say that you have to speak truth to power. That's the obligation of every engaged citizen within a democracy. And in the press, we have a particular responsibility as those who inform the electorate of the reality of the society that we live in, that we must always speak truth to power. The consequences of not doing so are a lot worse than harassment, imprisonment or persecution. The cost of not speaking truth to power is a loss of democracy, and I personally do not want to live through that event.
Van Badham, thanks so much for joining us on The Daily.
Anytime.